As if we needed any more proof that the political class has plunged completely into Caligula-esque insanity, our brainless Orwellian mass media mouthpieces are breathlessly proclaiming the genius of creepy Joe Biden choosing a mentally deranged fake woman to fill the role of assistant health secretary. This story hits so deep on so many levels that we have to be careful not to let the comedic aspect of it distract us from just how serious, sad, and profoundly disgusting the situation really is. We also can't allow ourselves to forget how ironic it is that this mentally ill fake woman is being heralded as a great addition to the nation's leadership on health, while at the same time, we're being told that women are to be revered as unique and wonderful creatures who are utterly distinct from, and generally superior to, men. You know, believe all women and all that, all the hashtags. So we get the hashtag Me Too movement and the hashtag Believe All Women movement. And Bruce Jenner is a woman. And if you don't accept that Bruce Jenner is a woman, then you are the crazy one who must be corrected, re-educated by any and all means necessary. This is how stupid the elites and their tools really are. This is how pathetic their worldview really is. This is how utterly moronic and destructive they insist that we become in submission to their idiotic political and media narratives. We must, quote, respect all women and revere, quote, womanhood, while also accepting that anyone can be a woman by simply identifying as one. This makes me think that one of the coolest things President Trump could do over the next several hours is self-identify as a woman for 10 or 15 minutes, make the public announcement that he is now, therefore, the first woman president, then identify back as a man before leaving. I mean, that alone, it sounds like just a joke. I mean this very seriously. What a powerful way of revealing the stark, raving lunacy of these people. I mean, what would their argument be? What would it be? He's not really a woman when he identifies as one, but this other fake woman totally is. And yet, well, we don't need to chase that rabbit around the track again. I think you get the picture. While it can be fun to repeat in the many different ways, to make note of all the different ways in which this is dark comedy at its finest. I mean, this is crazy land stuff here. One very important and very positive aspect of all this is that when you have enemies who are this detached from reality, this crazy stupid, this flat out moronic, they're not going to last very long. They can't. So keep that in mind as the fight continues. There's a lot of reason for great hope and optimism here. When this is the level to which your enemies or your opponents have descended, you're in a great position to win the long game. Now, if you appreciate this take, please do subscribe to the channel and visit hellraiserreport.com. Connect with us on all of the platforms listed there. I've got it right at the homepage if you scroll down, so we can all get better networked and better prepared to effectively take down the forces that are trying to drag us completely into crazy land.